Welcome to Wisdom of the Saints, a podcast that takes the lives and teaching of the saints and applies them to the modern world so that we can take their wisdom and apply it practically in our lives that we may grow to come to know the God who loves us.
Be holy, for I, the Lord your God, am holy. We hear these words echoed in Jesus' words, the first letter of Peter, and Leviticus, as a recognition of God's holiness, but also his call for us to become holy. So I want to take this last part of the introduction to talk about holiness and holiness of life, that as we hear the lives of the saints, we may recognize in them how they live this call to holiness, how they follow God's commands, how they can inspire us to also take up our call to holiness. So what is holiness? Holiness is the living out of one's call from God. That's the basic sense of it, that one person is desiring to follow God's call, to listen to his words, and to cultivate one's life on that. That's why we have to be careful when we hear that phrase from Leviticus, "Be holy, for I, the Lord your God, am holy." Because we also hear Jesus say, "Be perfect, for I am perfect." And we go, "Oh, I can't do that. How am I supposed to become perfect? That's not possible." And that's why this particular episode is so very important, that we get a real sense of what it means to be holy and how to grow in that holiness. So, holiness, living out one's call from God. There are three primary ways in which we live out our call to holiness. The first one is the practice of virtue. That as I'm living, I'm cultivating these sense of virtues like temperance, prudence, self-control, courage, chastity, charity. All of these are a recognition of God working in our lives and a way of recognizing the good that we need to do and always striving for the good. Because each virtue calls us out of ourselves to recognize the people in our midst and do good for them. That's the point of virtue. The second part is probably the one we're most familiar with. That is living out one's life by God's commands. Listening to the Old Testament, listening to the Ten Commandments, listening to Jesus' ways, cultivating our lives based on God's commands. Because God's commands, as Jesus said it so well, are to love God with all our heart, mind, and soul, and to love our neighbor as ourself. By following God's commands, we will come to know the God who loves us, but we'll also come to recognize the people in our midst and our call to love them. So that our call to holiness has the basic fold of knowing God and knowing one another, that as we come to know God, we become to be like him, which is the third way to live out our holiness, to really recognize Jesus' example, to follow in his ways, to learn from him, and to be cultivating our lives based on his example, that we may become alter Christus, other Christ, other examples of him to the world, and really show forth God's salvation through us. Now, as we live out this call to holiness, as we recognize God's call in our lives and we keep working at it, we'll come across some difficulties. These are what Pope Francis called the enemies of holiness in his apostolic exhortation on holiness, Exaltate et Jubilate. The first one is called disincarnated intellectualism. That's a lot of words. What this means is that we focus on our relationship with God only intellectually. We only think about it. We only wonder it, ponder it, learn about it. And it's not really an element of our heart. God doesn't want us to just think about him. He wants our hearts. He wants us to love him. He wants us to grow in love for him. And the beauty of the example of all the saints is they really loved God. And they showed it in their lives. God meant more to them than anything else. For example, St. Francis would throw himself in a rose bush when overcome by lust, so that even the pain of the rose bush wouldn't overcome his great love for God. This is the challenge of disincarnated intellectualism, that we only think of our love of God in the product of a mental activity. Our whole element of living out our call to holiness is just simply a mental exercise. The second one is Gnosticism, that I am my own self-enclosed world, that I have special knowledge that no one else has, that I and God are all that I need, and go off by myself and live my call with God, and I'll be good, and everything will be great. No. There's no such thing as a solitary Christian. What I mean by that is our call to holiness must be lived out in community. We must be striving for virtue, and virtue requires another person. This whole idea of Gnosticism, that I have special knowledge, is not true either. For God imbues each of us with the gifts and talents that we need. He gives us the information we need to come to know Him and to come to love Him. And that's what's so important. We will learn from each other. We'll grow with each other. We'll come to know our God because we are in community and because we are coming to know Him. The last one is Pelagianism. Pelagianism was developed in the 4th century by a guy named Pelagius. After seeing all the issues that the priests caused by giving over the Holy Scriptures and by giving over the holy vessels to the Roman Empire who smashed them and burned them, he said, "The only way to attain salvation is by doing it. Therefore, I must attain my own salvation." No, that's not right at all. Jesus gave us our salvation. He paved the way. It's through His passion, death, and resurrection that we have any way we can be saved. Therefore, we must recognize that our call to holiness is not a heroic virtue on our own, that we must pull up our bootstraps and go, that it's all up to me if I'm going to be saved. No, not at all. Everything we do is with, in, and through Jesus. Everything we do is because of Christ, and we must do it in and through Him, and with Him. Every saint worked to unite themselves more and more fully with Christ, for through Christ, with Christ, and in Christ, we attain holiness. The Second Vatican Council in 1961 through 1965 really did re-emphasize the point of our call to holiness. They emphasized it most strongly in the document Lumen Gentium, The Light of the Nations, in which they made this profound statement. It's called the Universal Call to Holiness. That God has called all people to holiness, called all people to experience His great love, called all people to grow in virtue and to come to know God and live His commands, called all people to union with Him. And so they made this statement, quoted from the book of Hebrews, "Strengthened by so many and so great means of salvation, all the faithful, whatever their condition or state, are called by the Lord, each in his own or her own particular way, to that perfect holiness by which the Father Himself is perfect." This is the summation of this intro. We are called to holiness, and as we see in the lives of each and all these saints, that they live this call to holiness, they recognize it in their lives, and now they become support for us. They strengthen our call. They help us in our resolve. They show us new and different avenues through which we can live this holiness. And so from here on out in this particular podcast, I will be exploring the lives of the saints and their ways to which they live this call to holiness and how we can live those in our daily lives.
Thank you for listening. Join us every week as we journey into the lives of the saints and bring their wisdom to life in our lives. If you heard something that spoke to you, apply it to your life. See where it takes you. You never know how it may bring you closer to God. Wisdom of the Saints is hosted and edited by Father Cody Williams. Music for today's episode is provided by freemusicarchive.com. A special thanks to the artist Livio Armato for today's music.